9:20.
I'm the oldest guy. No, you're a little bit older. Not very much, though.
You were born in 48 and
47. I'm 47, but I'm... He's a few months older than me. Doesn't he look decrepit and old compared to me, man?
I graduated.
No comment.
65.
I'm sitting next to both of you. I'm wrapped the side of the head by over your side.
Yeah, I graduated in 66. I didn't quite make it in. My parents.
Here's your minutes.
The next year, the neighborhood did a petition to get rid of me because I was stirring everybody up to Fort Douglas. I got all kinds of trouble because I was the oldest kid there. Oh, yeah.
So where did you charity college?
High school. Seminary class.
Oh.
Sophomores together. She went to Highland Junior High, went to Mount Fort Junior High.
So what happened to you? Downhill from there,
right? I don't know.
Remind me of Sherry's dad's name.
Ken. Okay. William Kent McElpain.
My dad was an next-door neighbor.
Yeah, right.
And your dad and all the McElpain boys.
Yeah, I talked to Val about the McElpain a lot. They were a wild bunch, yeah, man.
he will acknowledge that, you know.
Yeah, he lived right next door. Exactly. They had that big lot. Always had a little laying around the grass.
I'll hang around for a minute, but I'm going to be like 12 kids.
Okay. Well, Tony, I think we're...
Really? Donnie was one of the kids.
Yeah. Donnie?
Yeah.
So ready when you are.
Okay. Welcome to Wrecking Trance. First item of business is approve the minutes from our last meeting. I'll entertain a motion so that Mike and Kelly get through.
I second it, or do I make it?
No,
I
motion, you make the motion.
I motion that we approve the minutes.
We have a motion, do we have a second?
Second.
Kelly second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then if you'll sign them for me.
I spent an hour on the phone with the UAC executive.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're doing this. Budget overview.
I sent you, or you have the in your little packet there. I've got the standard financial. The first two pages are just the standard financial, so you can kind of see what our budget is. On those first two pages, that doesn't reflect. We have since then received our mineral lease funds, and it was for $150. That, I haven't reconciled the bank. Tony just gave me that, so that would reflect that.
That's the PTIF?
So on the last page, that isn't the PTIF.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So the mineral lease money that we got, that I will reconcile, that's not on there. It was mentioned last meeting, hey, why don't we see if we can put that into the PTIF account rather than going into that checking account. So talking with the treasurer, I deposited that directly to the PTIF. And then you'll also notice in the PTIF, it says the deposit. So I've got the $150 from PILT. I don't know the exact number because I haven't reconciled. And then I moved another $100 over from our checkings to PTIF. And so the reason why I did that is through PTIF, we can move that money back and forth back to the checkings. However, we've got a lot of money in there, and there are restrictions on that, what we can have. And that I'm still working on to see. This budget year, we're going to create a capital improvements fund that money from our general fund, some of that will go into a capital project, I guess that's what it's called, fund. So
So that would be like other uses. Because we can't, as a special service district, have so much money just in the bank account, if that makes sense. So we deposited the mineral lease money directly into the PTIF. And that's what the county does also when they get their PILT money. It goes into their PTIF as well. Yeah.
That's how you get around having an excess balance.
Yeah, that was created to have that excess balance. So in doing so, also moved $100,000 from the excess balance to that PTIF. So now the PTIF ending balance is $433,000. And so $280,000 basically from that $731,000, because I haven't reconciled, I don't know the exact number. So that's what the first two pages are.
I notice on this front page we're still carrying the Alton Road project.
That's null. That's just in our software. That's not in an account.
It's been all taken care of and finished, right?
Yeah, it's not our money. It's been gone. That's just in our software.
It's just a line item in the software.
Yeah, that they have to get rid of.
Okay.
So it's basically a subtraction when it's in parentheses. Yeah.
That adds to that, and but there's nothing in there, like we can't use it or whatever. It was just for the Alton Road project. That's not in there.
Okay.
It's just, I asked them about that, but they told me to wait to pull that off until we redo our budget at the end of the year.
Okay.
So I'll try to get that off. So that's what the first two pages are. And then the bank register. So up to date, it doesn't reflect quite adequately up to date because I haven't done July on the savings, July and August, because I only do those every 3 months. And then the very last page is the checking. I got the statements to finish the bank reconciliation, so it's up to date as of June. So,
do we have any grants or anything on the book that have not been taken care of?
You're talking money that has been approved to go out. Yeah, there are three.
Okay.
There's the Tilted Mesa, the
Connector
Trail for the city, and then we on there was the ATV bridge also.
Oh, right.
But Kelly and I were looking at that and seeing exactly how much was contributed to that. I don't know if there was a... This was before I got here.
But it was like a total of 75,000.
About a total of 75,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. How have you guys got this set up with the county? How much money total came in on lease money this year?
So $150,000 through our mineral lease.
No, I'm talking about the whole county. We're getting a percentage of that, right?
Well, lease money all goes to you.
All goes to us.
Oh, really?
The county has a PILT. Our lease money is a PILT distribution. Yes, that's
yeah,
what it's called.
Yeah.
The money that comes to us, if the county took it in, would be a deduction.
That's right. I know how that worked. So you get the full amount. That's what we're trying to do, to get the full amount. So, but what is the benefit, the total county benefit from the Alton Coal Project? Well, this is payment in lieu of taxes. This is not the fact that we're producing county. Tell me how.
We get the PILT part. We keep that in the county general fund. And then the mineral lease part, like Alton Coal, goes to you guys.
Oh, okay. And this is the total mineral lease money?
Yes.
That's how much was it?
And the SRS. You get all the mineral lease.
And where is that?
So that's what I was saying. That has not been reconciled yet. Because
so it's not
that
even
was
on here anyway.
Yeah, that just came on this month that Tony just gave me. And I can't reconcile until I have the bank.
I guess what I'm asking is
our total assets up to $859,000.
Right.
Okay.
What I'm trying to figure out is what exactly is that $150,000? Is that based on their production numbers, or how does that money come to us?
How does it come to us?
No,
I don't. How do they determine how much?
Yeah, I want to know what the law said. Is use there's a certain amount of money that the feds take out on mineral lease. This is on federal land. This is only stuff on federal land. What does the law say the county gets out of that? What is it, the overall production numbers, or how does that work? How do you guys know
I don't know that
we're getting our money? That's what I want to
know. I asked that yesterday of Rob Van Dyke, and Clayton and Jeff are working on a report for the county, for you guys too. We'll just send it to both of us on the numbers that's generated from and what percentage we get of it. Because currently, I don't know that. We don't know that exact number.
It doesn't seem like enough money to me.
Well,
based on the production I'm hearing, the number of trucks going out of there.
It's only on the federal.
That's what. Okay, that's where I'm getting confused.
So
we don't get a dime on state trust land. We don't get a dime on private. All we get is when they move on to the federal leases, we get.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably right. Then. Yep. Exactly.
Up there now, that's federal.
Yeah. Right.
It's almost played out, right? And we're. It's a long story, but we're working on getting them moved out onto the larger portion section of federal.
And they will mine that, Andy?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
If they get their paperwork.
I was going to say, have you ever met Alton Cole?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll get it figured out.
Their application stuff is just shoddy, and their homework is terrible. And
well, I know they got rid of Bob, whatever his name, Bob Meade's gone. He's out of there. Who's in charge?
Well, then for a little while they had a guy named Andrew something, and he got canned.
And he left.
So now they have somebody else. I just got a call the other day from an engineering firm out of Salt Lake that is like doing their interim management or something, he was saying, and he was asking for some.
Yeah, they're always in trouble with you dog them, I know that.
Yeah,
they're always behind on their permitting, and they're not getting stuff in, and they got some of the landowners mad at.
That's where they're at right now.
Yeah,
that's where they're at. And the state's trying to get their stuff filed basically for them.
Yeah,
to keep it going. You know, we had a huge meeting, all of us the other day. Reg Johnson, everybody came down. It was all on Alton Cole.
Yeah.
And
how long is their contract with IPP? IP.
That's kind of been a pretty dynamic conversation here the last
moving month, around.
So once Delta goes down, goes to gas, then are they done?
Well, originally that was the plan, but then now they've kind of changed their tune a little bit some way or another. I can't remember.
One of the things that I heard, this is from Bob Meade, so I don't know how, I know he's gone now, but they actually had a loadout in Guaymas, Mexico that they purchased. And this coal has got such huge value on an international because of the low sulfur high BTUs that they could put it on rail in Cedar City and ship it that way and take it out, which would be very much more lucrative than what they're selling it for at IPP, because IPP, California, is putting that extra tax on them, and so it really reduces their income because of the tax from California. And I don't know, Andy, have you talked to anybody from the state? Because I got a bill passed 4 years ago that would paid a firm in Salt Lake City, Denise Dragood, you know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened there, but we got funds to sue California for that tax they put on there, and it's the exact same lawsuit that North Dakota did against, I think it was Minnesota.
Was it North Dakota side?
No, North Dakota sued a state that did that and won, and so we had that same firm in the Fifth Circuit, I think it was. We had them engaged to do it for the Tenth, or the, what's California, the Ninth Circuit. And I don't know what happened there, but I kind of left it, but it was like $1 million, and it's huge for Utah. It's a big deal.
I followed that money 2 years ago.
What happened?
And that was sent to basically the wrong agency. So it was supposed to go to Natural Resources or something,
and
it ended up under DNR, under supposed to be DNR, and it ended up under... I can't remember, but they did a line item screw up.
Do you have contact for Denise DeGruy?
I don't know.
I'll send it to you because she's the one that would know.
And I followed that the following year, and it evaporated in the process.
Yeah. I left.
Yeah, and you left.
It left.
And it evaporated. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
And so
I spent a lot of time chasing that, because we could have easily won that. You can't tax interstate commerce.
Yeah,
that's absolutely.
That's a commerce clause, exactly. Yeah, totally, 100%. It was a slam dunk case against California, and we had the money, and I don't know what happened, but yeah, it's crazy.
And then IPP caved, and you know what they're doing is they have the three
units.
They're going to
yeah.
shut down one unit. Or they're going to keep one coal unit for a little longer as part of a mediation type of agreement, and they're converting the other two. So Alton will have a little demand for some time, but that's uncertain.
The other hope is the inland port.
That night.
Having a spur. No, it's still alive.
Oh, inland port.
Yeah, the inland port.
I'm thinking the Oakland port.
Yeah,
that night.
Right. Yeah. But the inland port.
Inland port, yeah.
And having that spur out of Cedar.
Yeah. And so, for some reason, Salt Lake County, this is something for you, Commissioner, if you get reelected, is Salt Lake County is protesting the rural inland ports that Greg Hughes put into the legislation. And that'll kill us. It's like, that's one of the main reasons we had that. They fought it all the time to have it in Salt Lake City. Now they want it all. Is the way it is right now. And you guys understand for resources what inland port does?
Yeah.
It's huge. You literally have all the containers coming off the ships. They come here, they've still got the bands on them, so you do all your inspections and have all your people here in Utah that open those up, take it off, get the stock out, and then ships out on trucks, et cetera, from there. And you can take your product, you can have the inspections here, put the bands on them, and they can ship right out from the ports down in L.A. So you don't have all these things stacked up, and you're not at the behest of the lumpers and the unions to unload stuff, and you do it here, and you spread that out in Utah. It's a tremendous deal for Utah. It's great.
Yeah, but, huge, huh? Yeah.
Well, I have, there is, when you're wondering the calculation or whatever, if we're getting, yeah, we're getting it all, and that calculation is submitted by, I think, our clerk. So, and
here?
I've seen, yeah, like for, they do all, I've seen the actual calculation. I can get it to you, but that's our funding overview, basically, the SRS, because we get $50,000 from SRS.
I forgot to bring one thing up, but I'll bring it up now because it's really important. It deals with Alton Coal. But
yep.
Alton Town, the irrigation companies in Alton Town, came to me and asked if we could help them with it's a 599 NRCS program for a reservoir. And we actually approved that. We went and looked at a site. They're going to dig a reservoir, which eliminates the high hazard dam thing, 500 acre feet. But Alton Coal is going to use their equipment to dig it, which will save them an absolute fortune on it. You couldn't do it unless they did it. So they'll get their big excavator and dig it. So that's something that's going to come about.
Wow, hopefully. Yeah. It's
nice a pretty good deal.
Pretty short order.
We can get it done for zero because it's a 75-25 match. And this other dam that we're replacing was a high hazard dam. And Division of Water Resources, the only grant money they give is for high hazard dam replacements. And so if we took that one out of function, built this dam, we'll get the 75 from NRCS and 25 from Division of Water Resources, build a 500 acre foot dam, eliminate the hazard from the town, and give these guys the water. And so they're pretty excited. I met with Commissioner Heaton and Farrell Heaton and the mayors and all of them up there. It's, I think it's going to go, but
this
that's
is
all logical here.
The new lake up there.
No, this is up to Alton. It's over on the Eaton property.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a whole different site. Oh. It's good. It'll come out of their spring, stored in this reservoir, and it'll give them all the pressure and everything they need on the gravity flow reservoir. So anyway, I should have reported that under resources, but it's one of the things we're doing.
Before we get off this Have you talked to Roger about access across his property on that Robinson Canyon?
You're talking about that little piece right there, goes through.
Say that again. I missed that question.
Have you talked to Roger about access across his property to get to the Grand View or to the Robinson Canyon?
Commissioner Heaton was going to do that. Okay. So he had talked to him before, and then he was going to do it again. And then we've also been sort of waiting to see where Alton Cole moves, if they go onto that federal lease to the north on the BLM. If not, I've been trying to grease the skids for a Title V across there to connect it, you know, just on the other side of the fence on the BLM side. So we're pretty confident that we'll have access there. Roger will have, you know, Roger had it before where it was, when it was a county road, which it still technically is. It would have been a lot harder for Roger to move the road, and I think that was his issue, is that it kind of went right through the middle of that piece. But where Alton Cole has gone in is going to have to reclaim it and everything. I think, you know, that'll be easy for him to put it along a fence line or something.
Well, we've ridden it before, and their agreement was that the coal company would guide you across the property.
Yeah, we've been in there two or three times.
Yeah, so I've been up there on it.
Yeah, and it kind of goes, I mean, currently it still kind of goes through the middle of the property where they're mining, but I think once they reclaim it, we'll try to put it along a fence line so it's out of the way, kind of the
I just didn't want that to fall through.
Yeah, that's still the agreement also with them, with alcohol, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe we can talk a little bit after about that project.
Sure.
Before we break up today. Okay. Anything on the budget?
No.
Pretty much cover it.
Jeff got caught up in court. Yeah. We've talked about the SRS and the built funding overview. We just want to make sure you guys are understanding where the money comes from and why we get it, basically. We've talked about it before. We, since Jeff isn't here, we'll get something together and like I said, send it out. So
Okay. We've
been doing some pretty heavy research on SRS and PILT. And in fact, an update on SRS is we just submitted our, it's called an election status for the secure rural schools. It currently falls under three titles that we are able to collect our money. Under Title One is, that's where the Rec and Trans gets their money. And the total amount given to King County is about $120,000. We're over the $100,000, so we fall under the moderate category, which requires us to only take 85% of Title One. So the Rec and Trans takes 50% of that 85%, and the other 50% goes to the school district. So, and then the 15% goes to Title II, and that is retained with the Forest Service for county projects. And Title III is for special projects. It includes a lot of different things. You have to get it approved by the what do they call that? The Resource Advisory or something committee for the Forest Service. And it can go to a bunch of different things. We were locked in to get that 85% to Title I and 15% to Title II. It's been that way since 2013. They just allowed us to change our allocation, which we would be able to give that 15% all to Title III, or split that 15% up and give it to between Title II and Title III.
Okay, so is this secure rural schools?
Secure rural schools.
Right, okay.
Yep.
All right.
So
and,
we
and
get
it's just an appropriation to the county.
Mm-hmm. From
it used
based,
to be,
based on our forest today creature.
Yep.
Yeah, it used to be based on forest timber receipts.
Right.
It was a lot more money before when we used to cut trees and do
that. Yeah, back in the day. It's a lot of money for Garfield, but yeah, Kane, we just have that north piece that can qualify.
Yeah, we got 300,000 acres of timber, and Garfield's got like 1.3. million acres of forest. So,
but we get more pill than they get. So.
Right. So, anyways, that's the update for that. So.
Okay. Discuss some possible actions of a potential website.
Yeah.
You
so,
want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'll talk about that. So we, and it's good Andy's here, the county we've been talking about, they're going to do some things with their website that we can kind of piggyback to put all of our stuff on. Like currently right now, I upload the minutes to our website. That's required.
And
to the county website, right. And just give a brief description of the Rec and Trans on our county website. There is a company that reached out to me. They design and kind of manage websites for special service districts. And they gave me a quick review and just did a video of a website. And my suggestion was that it would be beneficial for the district to have a separate website right now that would be able to have a calendar, keep track of different projects, add our application that we're going to discuss on there, and just kind of make it a little bit more transparent, open, things like that. So I just wanted to discuss that. And get your guys' thoughts on that about a website because I think that we do need that. It's a little bit easier for me if something was kind of streamlined to keep track of everything because we are required to get all this stuff out in the public. So it would be beneficial for the district to have a website is
this
kind of
parallel, and I didn't coordinate this, but this would parallel what
I haven't talked.
Discussion with Kelly and our rural county grants program, which is Mike, I'm sure, knows about that. But that's that one where they rolled all those, Kelly's an expert on it, where they rolled all that money into, you know, one basic program. We have to do the application process for that. I mean, it's state law, you know, for certain portions of that. And if you look at like Garfield, other counties our size, not the big guys, but they've all done their little application thing on there to kind of coordinate and organize, and it really meets the letter of the law well when you're doing applications in the future. That money's going to keep coming, so we need to update. So Kelly and the commission will be working on the exact same thing for that other grant program, because the county gives out money in two ways. We give it to Rec and Trans, they hand it out, and we get that rural county grants money. It's all state or federal money, right? And then we a portion of that we can redistribute. So those are the only two times that this comes into play. We don't give money away, you know. But for those, we're passed through.
Yeah.
So it's a little different than our normal county business, you know, our normal county website stuff.
So Commissioner, so is that in your budget then? That money, the
SB 95,
okay,
yes.
And what grants have we given out so far on that?
Here's your reporter. Right now, we don't have a lot of information on that.
Well, we haven't. Website. Some counties have given it out. I mean, it's basically up to each county to decide how to spend it in economic development projects.
We haven't spent a lot of it. We spent a little bit on it.
It's not in our budget here.
He's saying it's the same. It's the same concept.
Right. Concept. Right.
Totally different.
But that's something the commission makes the decision.
Yeah, the commission.
Yeah, ultimately.
And so, but this board makes the decision on the PILT money.
Right. I knew that. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think sort of long story short, kind of getting into the next agenda item is he's saying with the website it would make it easier to have
right,
a grant application
right,
process.
So what grant? Give me an example of a grant you. Given under that money so far, anything?
Rural county grant?
Yeah, the one you just talked about right there. How much money?
So we're doing a feasibility study with UDOT on a alternative transportation plan, basically a paved trail from East Zion to Mount Carmel Junction.
Oh yeah,
Kanab to
yeah, we've talked about
yeah.
That.
So it's some of the money has been spent on that.
Kanab to Mount Carmel Junction
mm-hmm.
too, for biking.
To order, all the way to Glendale. We wanted to include all of them.
Right. Yeah.
County hasn't spent any of it yet, so we haven't done any grants or.
Well, and
so that's a bike trail, hike, walking.
Walking, trail,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
So Sunrise Engineering has been working on that. Then we're working with the Utah Association of Counties on some economic development planning and a county growth strategy. And I hope that that will help direct where some of the resources should go.
They are definitely, it's an earmark scenario, right? As it always is. It's just specifically what you use it for.
But some of the counties have given it all out in business grants. I mean, there's really a lot of flexibility there. So
if you got money, let's start building some more trails, okay?
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
ATV trail. Not
right, right. I was just waiting for a comment there to say, what kind of trail?
All kinds of trails.
I love ATV trails, Tony, but I'm telling you right now, the way the future is biking and walking.
Not my life.
Well, I know about it. But you're old like me. Maybe. But go talk to your
grandkids.
Yeah, but go
handicap.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
You can ride. Pull you behind. I can pedal you behind in a little.
Can corner. You?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Can you? I'm totally.
Can you? But will you?
On the flats, you bet.
Yeah.
On the downhill.
That's what the kids are all doing, and the grandkids. It's huge.
So Tony. So this website, basically, this is just what they. This is just a template of what they did.
Yeah.
It would be. So what we would like to do is on our county website. Put a link to this for the Rec and Trans. It's like what the Office of Tourism does. Eventually, when the county updates their software for websites, we would just use the county website and have our own page on the county website. That's not really available right now, but this is they just built this really quick. Obviously, the pictures would change, but we have home. Board meetings, board members, you know, staff, our transparency stuff. So that's all of our uploads that we're, you know, required to show, services, whatever. And then current projects, so whatever, you know, that's an option. I hadn't put that there. Any updates? And then you can add anything down here, like obviously we don't do basketball signups. This is their thing. But we would do projects right here. Or transparency, one of the board meetings, things like that. And then the other thing is to the next item is the grant, I guess our grant process. We would actually have that online. So if before somebody came here to ask for money, I guess, they would have to get online, fill this out, and then once we approve that, like, it falls within the Rec and Trans guidelines, then they can come and present it. So we'd like to get, because we need somewhere to put this and kind of make it user-friendly. That's the next agenda
item. It would also give you, as the board members, more chance to review.
Right.
It seems like, to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like the few times that people have asked for money, it's sort of kind of spur of the moment. It's kind of like, oh, hey, we're at the Rec and Trans meeting, and I want money for this, and you guys don't have a lot of time to really understand what the project is, or
kind of what Kelly does. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
what
Kelly does.
Hey, I turn
it all in. No, you're good. You're good.
Right. You know what I mean? And so having a format like this,
formalizes the process.
Yeah,
and it helps people find it a lot easier. And
right.
More I think the public recognition of what you're doing is huge. I found that as a commissioner that we didn't do that, and people. Either think you did something you didn't do, or you didn't get credit for what you did do.
Yeah.
And that perception, that public perception, is huge, and this kind of stuff really.
It helps.
And this is, I mean, it goes.
When there's money involved.
Yeah, like there's our special service district, the Western King County. They have their own site dedicated to it. Same with anything else, the Water Conservancy, whatever it is. And this is our own kind of thing. So I put on there. Because the caveat here is it's monthly, and my recommendation is to have this company host us until we get integrated into the county's website, which would be free. This one is not free.
What's it cost?
So yearly, it is under, it's like $800, I think.
For a year?
Mm-hmm.
To keep the website up?
Yeah.
It's close to 900, right? It's just
is it 900?
It's like 850 or 8, something like that.
That's for hosting and for them to design it? And
yeah, they host it. They're doing a big, what I told them that we would have to get approval and then we'll go forward. They would give me a big training. And then they...
And how to... Because you'd manage it all on the back end.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you have to pay for websites, but it's... Bart was saying it's a little expensive. That I don't know.
I mean, it's more expensive than, like, Wix.
It's less expensive than what the tourism office is paying for their website.
Yeah, if you get one with support, then you pay extra.
It's
if
the
you
support.
100% on your own.
Right, like
I
Wix.
Just did one for my little campaign. You know, it's like $40, yeah. But there's no.
You got to do it all.
Nobody to call. You got to design it all, and if it doesn't do what you want, there's nothing. You're paying to have somebody else pick up the phone. Right. Probably,
right? Yeah, like I would call. I don't do anything on the back end as far as code. I would say. I need another drop down over here that says something else, and they just do that. Like I'm not gonna go write code.
They design it all.
Yeah, so that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
So
you just give them 1/10 of 1% of what we've got in our.
You're right.
So it doesn't actually need approval. It only needs approval because it's under 1,000 from our chair. But we're we would make the you guys would make the decision. And vote on it to do this. As far as spending the money, it's under 1,000. That just needs approval from Tony.
But
so.
then eventually you want to integrate the money.
And then eventually we would get, and if we paid for the year, then they would give us our money back. So it would be like
prorated.
I'm working with Camille. If I stick around through next year, we'll continue this. To integrate, she spent literally millions over the years on content, advertising, back-end server stuff. And I think it's crazy. We were going to redo, the counties is ancient, clear back to Michael Evangelista, if you guys remember.
Oh, yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
We're still running on his code.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard.
By hand really? The county website. So we can't update it. It's a total computer programming fiasco just to add a new button.
Yes.
So I'm working, we were going to start over at the county, and I thought, no, Camille's already skinned that cat.
Yeah.
So we're working on having her people do a full county integration. I mean, we have to keep the stuff separate because they're tourism and we're the county, but their technology can support all of us. And we can use TRT money on a lot of that. Anyhow, that's where we're headed. So as soon as we get that up and running, we can move everybody that wants to host over to that system. And then all the departments.
We talking a year, 2 years?
Maybe I could think a year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already working on it, so yeah, I don't see why it would take any longer now, at least to get the...
So basically, we're saying for a year we're going to do this, mm-hmm. and we'll have it in place, and we'll just shift it over.
Yeah, and we'll design it kind of how we want, and then just keep that. Like, the big thing that Andy's saying is for us, for the public to come and look at any of our stuff, meeting minutes, whatever it may be, it's super difficult to make user-friendly on the website, to find anything. And there's people that reach out all the time.
You just can't update.
Yeah, so.
We have to have Devin Reed and those guys reprogrammed to add some of this to our stuff.
Yeah. So that is my proposal to the district, to the board members, to approve their own website, basically, that I would manage. Obviously, you guys have access. And so I'm looking for, like, the approval of the website and the funding also.
Okay.
So is it required to post it besides the Utah Public Meeting?
You have to have it on two. You have to have it on your entity's website and the state's website. It is required. Mm.
Yeah. Well, even though I can approve it, I'd entertain a motion to authorize Clayton to pursue the website for the record trans.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll second. Your motion is what? What is it?
Motion to approve the funding and the development of a website for Recontrans. Does that cover it?
Yeah, I'll second that. I'd still like to speak to it.
Any discussion?
Before we vote on that, but then we would have the ability then when we get the other coordinated website up and running to then transfer over that.
That's what I said. That's what I was going to say. In my second, I'm going to say that absolutely, I think it's good to get this thing set up, but at some point, no matter what you do, you're going to have to tend that thing. Otherwise, it's not going to be effective. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get them to do it, they're only going to do the minimal stuff. So you guys are going to have to do it. So as quickly as we can get it set up, get it running, and staff can take that over, I would hope that you guys would do that.
I agree. And that, but just so we're clear, I have to tend it anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you know, right. That's a given, whoever. And even if the staff takes it over, yeah, that's fine. They do it and set it and forget it, and then I still have to do
so I guess my question.
So you'll be running it.
Yeah.
What will
regardless
you
of where we're at.
They won't do anything. I'll do it. They'll do the back end stuff if I need a tab at it or something.
Okay.
But I'm the tender. I'm the one that posts everything. Nobody
else
does.
So what's the 800 for then?
So for the support, they have a I haven't
so
had the meeting.
Set it up.
Right.
They'll build the website.
They'll build the website to how we want it.
Right.
And then they're the support if I do. They are the support. Like if I need an extra tab or I need it to look this way, that's what they'll do.
So is it an ongoing thing, do you think, Clayton?
Probably.
The support?
No, yeah. Are we going to have to be stuck with an $800 bill for here forever, or is it something?
Until we move to the coordinator.
Until we move to the
county?
The county, yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it. All right, then I...
Then like
year.
Yeah, got
yeah,
it.
Just
got
like
it.
Devin...
If the county's up to date, then we're through with them.
Just right. Like Devin Reed... is the back end of our county, right. But I post everything.
Got
it'll be
it.
The same.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. The next item, I sent this to you guys. This is the process we can that I have came up with. It's obviously not final. I just wanted some updates. This is the exact same. I edited some and then it didn't really save, but this is the gist of how we want it to kind of look, and there was a couple recommendations. So on the very first page, I think second paragraph, it says to don't let it go up to a certain amount, and I left that zero. Like, we don't want people to come and ask for too much. Is that on the first page? Let's see. This one right here, sorry, Tony. Okay, so the board will consider funding requests. The purpose of... I did delete it. Okay. So, yeah, on the very first draft, we were thinking maybe we set a limit on what people can ask for. Jeff, our attorney, said he doesn't recommend that we put that there in case there's a project that comes up.
It's a really good...
Yeah, that's something that...
They don't need
more.
Yeah, that the board is whatever, you know, whatever it may be. And so he just says, that's all your guys' discretion anyways, how much you want to give out. So he says, don't put it there. Really, that's kind of the template. And I don't know. I just want to get your guys' thoughts. What do you think? Is this a good idea? Is this something that...
I think something I would say as a comment is I think maybe to pat Clayton on the back a little bit is since we've been involved in this, we've heard a lot of different issues come up. Like, I remember one time very early on, I think they were giving some funding to the backcountry portion or something, or one of them, I can't remember. And the concept was brought up that group is asking for money from a fund that they oppose, right? And they maybe have no idea that this mining mineral lease money is coming. And so I think what we got out of that was that an education piece, right, of where this money comes from is key. And so that first paragraph that kind of outlines how Recontrans gets their money is a key. And then another thing that I think we've talked about or had an issue with is that people come and ask for money, but then there's no follow-up. They never have to come back. They never have to. And this is somewhat of a form, works somewhat as a contract once you've approved the grant funding that you know, outlines the terms of the funding, so that people have to come back every 6 months or 3 months or whatever and give a report and so on and so forth. So I think
until the project is completed,
until the money's all spent and the project's completed. Yeah. So I think that checks a few boxes. Obviously, this is a draft, but I think those are the things we're trying to accomplish, as well as giving a streamlined effect to the money, right? Because we just have this money that is supposed to be spent in sort of a form of grant, but there's no really streamlined effect for what kind of projects we're looking to do, you know, when the funding's available, so on and so forth.
Tony?
I want to comment on that, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because we did have a discussion here on this bridge and redesigning this bridge, and you had Bentley and involved with that. He's with Backcountry Horseman, but you also have the guy that's actually kind of the lead, was the lead, Noel Poe, that was in charge of that. And Noel Poe's, I think he might be on this monument, the group that, you know, that's the...
Yes, Friends of the Monument.
Friends of the Monument, yeah. He's been up to legislature numerous times. He is no friend of Kane County, okay? So, if it has something to do with him, I would never vote in favor of it, just because of what he's done in the past of shutting down our roads, not going along with us on trying to make the monument more user-friendly for the people of Kane County. So I think there's something about this that we ought to really look at. I'm not opposed to what they were talking about. I mean, Backcountry Horseman sounds like a great deal, but he's a lobbyist against what we're trying to do.
Well, and I think how that relates to this application is or what we gathered from that conversation is that there needs to be sort of an educational piece to where the money comes from, so that people know, you know what I mean, where the money comes from. So
I've educated him numerous times, Taylor.
Right. I'm not speaking.
He's got a thick block between his skull and his mouth.
I'm not talking necessarily
specifically to go through.
But everybody, right? Everybody that comes in should know this money comes from mineral lease funds and so on and so forth. So that.
Well,
we know that
and also in the past, we've had people come in and ask for money that didn't have anything to do with wrecking transportation.
Yeah.
And we had to turn them down.
Yeah.
And I think this. I've always thought we should have had one of these.
Yeah, this was at the recommendation of our very first meetings. We had talked about that. Yeah. So,
what do you consider a major grant? You've been through
a major one.
Yeah. What over what amount?
Well, we did. Half.
Let's start with it. What's a minor grant?
Minor grant's like $10,000.
Okay. That's major, a minor grant.
Well.
Okay.
Could be less, but
okay.
A major grant is we did the airport. $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We built the airport, new building.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
We did the road out to the dump. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was, I don't remember how much that was.
The Kane place.
Where you guys got here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like,
but I'm glad you brought that up, Tony, because that's why we wouldn't put on that, like, don't ask for this amount, because you may have people that say, I need $100,000. It's up to you guys anyways, but you don't want to handcuff and say, we got to follow our own rules and can't go do the airport now. So,
Well, it's good to formalize a process.
Yeah, we've spent some big money different places. I think that road to the dump was like $900,000.
Yeah, it was quite a bit.
And that's the sole discretion of this board.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot, giving you guys a lot of authority to spend money.
Well, but it has to fall in certain criteria.
Right.
Right, and that's what I'll revamp, is the funding criteria. So I would change that a little bit. So long story short, before we get in the weeds, all I would want from this meeting today is for the board to approve this, and we will adopt it as kind of policy, like a resolution. I talked to Rob. So basically, this is the process, is what we would adopt. So if people want to do that, they have to do this. So you guys would vote to make that part of the process and approve this. Under the, you would approve this grant that I have pending a few changes that I'm going to make like, well, this is just a draft.
Can't we approve the process and then our next meeting approve the grant
application? If you can, however, you can also approve it right now, and then I just clean it up and make a few changes, send it out to you guys, and it's approved. It's done. We don't have to wait till next meeting. So it would just be...
Do we have anything coming up?
I'm
just wondering, are we in a big hurry to do this?
Well, no. I mean, we've got, like, the next item was, like, Jake Clayson. He may be coming to ask for some money. I don't know. I would like to have it done before next meeting. The idea would be to have this completed, so if somebody does have a project next meeting, then it's brought to the board next meeting through this process, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because we do it every other month. Our next meeting's not till November, and that's a big one with our budget too. So, well, it's up to you guys. I would recommend approving it with a few minor changes that I would make, and then...
Once they've approved it, to make changes to the grant, or the application itself, does that have to come back before the group?
No, I talked to Rob about that. They can approve it pending a few minor adjustments.
Approve. Would you say we approve it subject to...
Yes.
Minor amendments.
Minor amendments.
Amendments.
Yeah.
And then obviously when the final is done, I would send it to you guys and you say, looks good, change this, whatever.
Yeah.
But
okay.
One of the things that I like the application where it says additional sources of revenue, but I also like the fact that you encourage people that are applying for a grant to also include what self-participation they're going to give. You know, what other entities are going to help in that. I think that helps me when I'm spending money, tax money, county money, public's money. If you're helping yourself a little bit, I'm going to be more inclined to support it.
Yeah.
So I like that on the application, and put as much as you can on there. Like, for instance, you go to CIB to get money. That's one of the biggest sources of money for counties now. You've got to have self-participation, or they don't really look at your application unless you can show that you put, we own the land, we own this, we've already done this, it's part of this.
Yes.
Then you'll get the board to approve it. If you don't have that, then the board's reluctant to approve this grant money.
I agree, and that's the big thing. Like the Peekaboo thing is, it's easier to approve X amount of dollars when the BLM has already contributed or have applied and things like that. And most everything that Kelly does is like that. Yeah. Literally, I'm following a lot of like what Kelly does. He does a very informal process.
Right.
Like, you follow a formal process for you, but your informal process to us is what we kind of want to follow, because he does his due diligence before he comes to us, because he knows. So we need to let other people know to do their due diligence, like Kelly, Tony, before they come to us. And that's kind of the point of this.
I've known Kelly for how many years, Kelly, since we're in the legislature. He's like an old cow. He knows where all the water holes are. He knows where all the money is, man. He knows exactly. He can tell you all the different places of money, man. You'll find him anytime you find money, Kelly's going to be sniffing around there.
That's right.
You know.
The other thing to add to that, sorry. So on this is open for discussion. So when people... It gets on the website. They download this. I put in there to fill this out and send it back, email it to me. And all I wanted to do was to look at it and see if it fell under these categories. Like, if it was something that was, like, I'm not going to make the decision on who you give the money to, but I'm just going to check that it falls under the categories of how we spend the money. And then I say, yes, you can bring that to the board. Then I would give them the go-ahead to come to you. Now, that is up to you guys. I only did that because it's a lot. It's a lot of extra steps. Like, what this does is basically make them fill it out, but then they show up here, and you guys are like, well, that doesn't really fit. So I would just eliminate that step. And that was my recommendation.
For very obvious projects that don't fit. Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say fill it out and take it to the board every time, unless they said this is for something that's not does not fall under our categories of how we can spend the money by the law. Like, I'm not discretion.
Well, not only that, but you're gonna make sure it's filled out right.
Correct. And before they come.
And then make sure it fits the criteria of wreck and trash.
Yeah, to streamline it before they bring it.
Because we don't need to do all that.
I agree. So that's what the staff
says. I don't need to do that. Do you feel like...
So in other words, when the application...
No, I'm like, it's got to be ready.
Okay. Yeah. When it drops on our desk, like, it's already kind of...
Yeah, so all
it's at least been through the initial screening process.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that would be the other thing that you would kind of approve with this, is that I could take care of that before. So anyways...
Okay, so we're making a motion that we approve the grant application with minor changes. And
so moved.
And that we allow Clayton to critique it before he sends it to us.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Oh, I make the motion that you just said.
I'll second.
Lance has a second. All in favor? Any discussion? Aye. You're done.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Did you want to talk about this ATV connector trail?
Jake isn't here. No, it's just something that he may request money for later on. It's out east of town. They're just going to do something along the
highway
there.
There's a little space where... I'm not sure who exactly has the right-of-way. It's either the county or UDOT. It's kind of fuzzy, but somebody has a good right-of-way right there along the highway where a road, there's no road there, but eventually the roads will connect there.
Where at?
East of Kanab, just past.
You know where the big water tank is out east?
Yeah.
From there.
Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, just closer to the highway.
It's not Goodfellas.
No.
It's on the north side of the road.
Yeah,
that was built by Goodfellow.
Oh, was it? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Belongs to the Water Conservancy District now. We own that tank and that lot right there.
So that road, that paved road, dead ends there, or maybe it's gravel, dead ends there. And then there's another road just to the east, further out of that next subdivision that continues on now to the Johnson Canyon Road if you work your way through those subdivisions. Okay. But there's a space there that I forget how long, a couple hundred yards is all, where it's just sand. Now there's no road. And Jake would like to do some sort of a gravel or something so that an ATV or a bike or whatever could get from basically town to Johnson Canyon.
Without going on the highway.
So Taylor, is that within the highway right-of-way boundary?
Well, so Jake told me, no, it's outside of the fence.
Oh, it's outside.
It's on the right side of the fence.
North side of the fence.
But Jake,
Jake
called me and said it was a county right of way, and so I looked into it, and I actually believe it's a UDOT right of way, oddly enough.
I think the state gave it to the county when they abandoned it.
Yeah, so.
That whole Johnson Canyon Road was all a state highway at one time.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that it's still not designated that, but the widths for the state highway are much larger than the county widths, which are 66 feet or whatever the existing is. But that'd be great because a lot of people use
eventually, at some point, that will all be paved and be a frontage road to get from Kanab to Johnson.
They tried to do that. I don't know what the hang-up was on that.
A few landowners.
Yeah, we're still working on it. I work on it a lot. Okay. It's just you have to get every little piece, and then you have to find the money, and it's just a slow process.
Now, there's a designated right-of-way.
Yeah.
On the side of the highway.
Yeah. In between
them. From Kanab to Johnson Canyon.
On the north side.
On the north side.
Yeah.
You cross there 8 mile gap,
uh-huh.
Right.
And then go down the north side.
Yeah, and so basically that's what he just wants to get a little money for the interim, which who knows how long until that's all.
So finished. Okay, so you're saying the one that goes through the subdivision of the rain cliffs there, is that what you're talking about?
No, it's on the north side of the highway,
right,
all the way to Johnson Canyon.
But is it within the highway right-of-way fence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that approved years ago.
So that's the county.
No, for an ATV.
For an ATV.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so Tony, it's within the fence, the highway right away?
He's saying you can have an ATV trail.
Yeah, I know where that trail is.
Yeah.
But if you put anything out there or whatever, old Ramsey will come and start hammering on you.
We got it state approved.
That's good, Tony. Okay. That's good to know.
Okay. Years ago.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I wondered about that.
You go out the old highway.
Yeah. Cross across, and then turn and go east, right?
Do we...
Within the right-of-way boundary.
Yep.
Do we know the record of that approval? Like, is there... because obviously Terry should be able to find that, right? If they got it approved.
I think I have it. I think I've seen it.
Okay, that's good to know. We had it
retired.
Yeah.
Oh, we're correct.
He wants to do a lot on his own.
Gensler, I think it'd be known.
Okay. Jake wants to do a lot on his own, use his own stuff just to go from there to Johnson.
It sort of seems like, right, Jake's just trying to get the money. This is why we need the grant application, so we have exactly what he wants to do. I think he wants to get the money to get the material, the gravel and such, and then he'll spread it and do the work.
Well,
we'll see when he comes in here.
Where he's trying to go would be a better route.
Yeah.
Because you would be away from the highway.
Yeah, it would
be better. But there is nothing right away there.
So that's all I have. If he wants to come in, we'll get him the...
Okay.
Sorry.
He's got those e-bikes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else.
Which would be a really kind of a neat thing. You could get all the way to Johnson Canyon on a hard surface without having to go on the highway.
But what I would think that would happen is you'd have... And this is for Tony and all of us. That's an OHV route now, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn it into a paved e-bike, then you're going to have mixed. What's going to happen with the OHV?
Well, I think with this particular thing, you've got the four-wheeler trail, mm-hmm. but then you've got another path.
Well, and I think it would be similar to it's. I mean, it's technically. A county road right away, so all user groups can use it. We're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm looking, what I look at on that is I like the fact that the OHVs can go on the highway.
Sure.
And go on the road. That was my legislation that did that statewide. But anyway, but I think you also, you have what you've got in St. George is you've got a lot of asphalt bike paths throughout that entire area down there that you don't allow OHVs on.
Yeah.
So you got to look at
a lot of money.
Oh, we want to have both. Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the first time I heard you say that, Kevin.
Really? I say that all the time.
Hey.
It's recorded.
You try. You will be one to ride your jazzy on that paved road one day, man. You look good on there, Tony. Me and you can have jazzy races, okay?
When I show up for meeting in my scooter, you'll know that I've gone beyond.
I'm gonna get one with a bigger battery. I'm gonna be able to beat you on my scooter. I'm whoop on you, boy. Boom,
boom. So by then they'll have two up, Jeff.
That's right.
Okay.
Get out of the way, Tony. Get out of the way. I'll
entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Who made the motion?
I'm not.
You made the motion.
Yeah, I made the motion.
Thank you.
Thank you.